Jesus was entering into a very tragic situation in John chapter 11. This was in a very small village called Bethany, 2 miles outside of Jerusalem. And the reason why this was a tragedy was because one of Jesus' best friends, Lazarus, had died suddenly and unexpectedly. Large crowds gathered in the home of this very precious family to offer their condolences, to cry together, and encourage one another as best they can. Some of the people in that crowd had questions about what had happened. Why so sudden? Why so unexpected? Some made statements to Jesus. We heard a statement from Lazarus' sister. Lord, if you would have been here, things would have been different. Some might have been angry. We don't know for sure, but we can probably assume that all the questions that the people had about this unexpected and sudden death, there weren't answers that everyone could grab onto as they left that day from this family and their house. But what we can say is this: when everyone left that home, everyone knew Lazarus would be okay, and Jesus had the power to grant eternal life. Dear friends, I think we're in the same kind of situation with Tennille's sudden and unexpected passing. What an amazing person she was. We heard it here this morning, loved by so many people. I think the large gathering, the fire marshal is probably not very happy. But it's a tribute to how much she was loved and how much she loved all of you and her family that has gathered here this morning. It's a tribute to how much you loved her and she loves you, and especially for Byron Jackson and Samuel. What a blessing your mother was. Love that smile, Jackson. Some of us here this morning, let's be honest, have questions about what has happened. There may be some anger. Why did things turn out the way that they did? I myself share some of those questions. Perhaps some of that anger too, why things have turned out that way. But I want everyone to know that I think the one thing that will be very comforting for us is this. Of the 400 people that are here in attendance today, there is one that is here that is the most important. Jesus is here, as he was in that village of Bethany. Tennille invited him to be here. She was baptized into the name of Jesus. She taught her children about Jesus. She was a Sunday school superintendent here at this church. She invited Jesus into her home and talked about him. Let's let Jesus' presence today comfort us. Well, what does that mean? Well, one thing that means is that it's okay to be upset and it's okay to cry. It's okay to just have that permission from Jesus, because death, our society doesn't understand this, but death is a scary thing and death is our biggest enemy. Suddenly someone that we loved and adored, that gave us so much and blessed us with gifts and talents and her kindness and love, has suddenly been gone. Things have changed. The scriptures clearly teach this. The scriptures teach that God intended every single person he created to live forever. Death is the exact opposite of what God wants for us. Death is our enemy. And Jesus knew that, because when he went into Bethany and he saw Lazarus dead, the Bible says Jesus wept. Jesus was upset. As we mourn and think about Tennille's passing, it is 100% okay for us to join together, to cry, take one another's shoulders and just uplift one another and cry ourselves through this. But Jesus' presence also means one more thing. Jesus' presence means a promise. And although today as we leave, we may not have all the answers to the questions that we have, brothers and sisters in Christ, we have an answer to the most important thing that we need. Jesus says this, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though they die, yet so shall they live. And whoever believes and lives in me will never die. That promise is given to Tennille. And to make that real, Jesus went up to Lazarus in this small little town of Bethany, and he said, Lazarus, rise, be with me. And to make it any more clear, Jesus went to the cross, and he died. And he went into the tomb for 3 days. And on the third day, he rose again, and over 500 people saw the risen and resurrected Jesus. Tennille is with Jesus in her spirit. And on the last day when Jesus comes again, he will say the same thing as he said to Lazarus, rise and be with me for all eternity. Byron, I want you to know this. I want you to look around and see everyone here. We got your back. We are united in force, and we are going to uplift you and support you in the weeks and months ahead. But I'm thankful most of all for this. You and Tennille invited the most important person to be here today. That's Jesus. May his peace remain with you and stay with you in the days ahead and give you comfort, because his presence makes all the difference in the world. Amen. Let's bow our head and pray. Dear Jesus, we claim your power. One word from you, one touch of your hand can bring to life. Lord, we place Tennille into your hands, and we know that where you are, we will always be safe. We thank you for the safety you've granted to Tennille. Now, Lord, comfort us in the days ahead. Give us joy that there will be a day that we are reunited and we have that sweet reunion with her in Jesus for all eternity. In Jesus' name, amen.